Today is Monday, August 3rd, 2009. You're listening to the Mr. Destiny Radio Show. Hope you're having a fantastic day, and this is the beginning of a fantastic week. This is a show where you find out about your destiny and the destiny of celebrities, and something about spirituality and ways that you can understand your life on a broader scale. We'll have questions after our talk tonight. So if you want to call in, you can call in any time and get in line to get a free reading or to talk to me and ask me whatever question you want about your present, your past, or your future. Hope you guys are having a great Monday today. Today is a Ten of Diamonds day. Anybody born today is the most blessed card, though you may not know that they may not feel necessarily blessed. It's funny that the most blessed card in the deck is also the card that has the most trouble realizing that blessing. However, some of them do rise to great heights. I mean, today is Martha Stewart's birthday. Also, Isaiah Washington, who played on the, what was the name of that show on TV? It was Grey's Anatomy. Martin Sheen was born today. Shirley Manson, John Landis, Martin Sheen, I really like him. I didn't know he was a Leo, Ten of Diamonds. This has got to be one of the most powerful birthdays of the year, Leo, Ten of Diamonds, because it's Leo. It's really powerful. And one thing about Ten of Diamonds is they demand to be the center of attention. Whether they do it for the good or by being bad, they're going to make sure everybody is paying attention to them. That's the Ten of Diamonds, because the card sits in the very center of the entire spread in the whole deck. Now, those of you, some of you who are listening have probably never listened on the show, and I want to welcome you to the show. You might have been on my website and signed up for our free Destiny e-course. I hope you're enjoying that, learning about the elements of destiny that you can discover using this amazing system that I write about in my books. This is a very ancient system. It's been around as long as we can remember. We don't know where it really started. The first book ever published on it that we're aware of was in 1894. And in that book, he says that this came from Atlantis. It came from over 20,000 years ago, from an ancient civilization, which he says explains the reason that all major ancient civilizations claim to be the inventor of the deck of cards. He says that because of this, you can guess that it must be a civilization that preceded all of them that was the actual inventor of the deck of cards. And really, when you think about it, it's not really an invention, because it really is just a symbolic representation of our Earth's cycles. The 52 cards and the 52 weeks and the 13 cards in each suit and the 13 full moons. It's just really a symbolic system that you can hold in your hand it has all the cycles of the earth within it. And of course, understanding this mathematically, we can determine what card governs every day of the year. And your birthday identifies you as one of these cards, and that has extreme significance. And this brings us into our topic tonight, which is about the karma associated with the cards. Well, what is karma? I've talked about karma before. The card that you're born under represents a pattern of expression. Now, you know about habits, you know, like you can develop a habit. For example, you can get to the point where, you know, you're tying your shoes is a habit. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to try to do it. It just happens. If something's flying at your head, you instinctively duck. Maybe the first time it happened, you didn't, and something hit you in the head. And now you've learned to duck. But there's all sorts of habits that we have in life. And one can imagine that maybe if there are multiple lifetimes, that these habits will span multiple lives. So everybody comes into this lifetime with a set of prearranged patterns of behavior. Tendencies, you might call it, in different areas. And these you might call soul habits. They were carried over from the past. So our birth card identifies in our ruling card, the two cards that are symbols of who we are, these, the planetary ruling card and the birth card, these two cards will show us the pattern that we're born under, which in turn gives us an idea of what we had in the past that we carried over now. One can assume that what you have now came from before, in most cases, which would explain why some people are born with gifts, why, you know, Mozart was writing concertos when he was 5 years old. I mean, where did that come from? Was he just, like, born like that, you know? Maybe, and maybe not. I think not. But reincarnation and karma explains that in a way, and it makes more sense than any other explanation out there. And it's amazing. If we know your birth card, we know what your pattern is. We know, first of all, your tendencies in the area of work, health, love and relationships, money and finances, mental disposition, pretty much everything. Career, almost anything you can think of is identified in the birthday as this birth card. And every single birth card, each one of these cards, has distinctive patterns of one sort or the other. Some of them may be similar in some ways, like you might say all the fours are the same in some ways. But each one of those fours will have distinctive patterns. If you are four of clubs, you'll be different than the four of spades in some real distinctive, remarkable ways. But you'll have a similarity just because you guys are both fours. One could say that your birth card or your natal chart, your natal astrological chart, is a map of your karma for this lifetime. It's a way that you will tend to be. And for most people in the world today who don't have a lot of self-awareness, their life is extremely predictable because they're going to just keep playing out of the pattern of their birth card. However, I'm here to tell you that anybody can transcend their birth card if they want to, and if they're willing to invest themselves in becoming more aware of themselves. I was talking today with our Magi Fellowship. We have a meeting the first Monday of every month, and those happen to coincide with the show. So I often bleed over, the topic often bleeds over into the evening radio show. We were talking about some of the fours and the insecurity that comes with. They're very security-oriented, people who are fours. That security can be the result of fear of not having enough, fear of poverty, fear of not being safe. So if a person who's a four is willing to invest himself in being more aware of that fear, they can actually make different kinds of choices. Because what happens with a lot of fours is, out of that fear, without consciousness, they will choose, make bad choices that end them up in more of a poverty situation. They'll make choices that cause their life to sort of perpetuate struggle. It's a struggle to get by as a four. See? But that comes from fear. And it's not just because of the fear, though. It's because there's no awareness of the fear. If I can be aware of my fear, I can have that fear, and yet I can make a different choice other than choosing for the fear. This is the beginning of consciousness, when you can know that you have a pattern, get to the root of it, and it's usually a fear. I mean, fives have fear of losing their freedom. And they'll say, oh, I just can't keep a relationship, or I can't find somebody who wants to commit. And it all comes down to their own fear of losing their individuality or losing their own freedom. So every single card has this. There is some area where there's a fear, where that fear then unconsciously gets expressed through their card and creates the pattern of their life. So you or I can transcend our card or our cards with awareness. And that's how we transcend karma. You may not ever be able to stop the fact that you become afraid in a certain situation, but you can stop what you do after you become afraid. Like some people, when they become afraid, they get very angry and they start to blame others, and maybe some people even become violent in some cases. We all become violent when we're angry. I mean, it's always directed outward to somebody else. But if I have consciousness, I can take it back to the fear and say, oh, there I am being afraid. I don't need to express that. I don't need to go out and act that out. I don't need to create conflict in my life. I don't have to go out and create a big scene or a big fight. I can be with that fear. I'm still afraid, which is part of my pattern. But now my behavior has changed. And outwardly, I do not appear like my card anymore. Karma would dictate that we have to experience that fear, whatever it is. And every card has fears associated with it of some kind or another. Every single card. There is no card that doesn't. There is no card out here that doesn't have some negative baggage associated with it. That's what's in the world of duality. That's what comes with the package. And yet anybody can transcend. And this is why you will find people of every card that express the positive side of the card and others who express the negative side of the card. There is no such thing as a bad card. There is no such thing as a bad birth card. Always keep that in mind. It's just that some people are more conscious of it. Now, also, that's true that even though you might be a certain card, some people will have actually more of the negative karma of that card. They're born with it than others. They have more of a challenge. It's more difficult for them to express that on a positive level or to become conscious of it. There is some variety there. But if you're listening to this show tonight, you have enough consciousness to express the high side of your card by being aware of the fear that underlies the negative expression, whatever that is. I mean, my card, my birthday is a Queen of Diamonds and an Ace of Diamonds, which pretty much both of them are incapable, usually, of maintaining a relationship and has a lot of indecision about what's important in life. And yet I've been able to single out my fears and being able to focus and have what I want and have more success where I didn't in my earlier part of my life. So I'm no longer bound so much by that pattern. The feelings still come up, but I can make a choice otherwise. So no matter what situation you're in right now in your life, whatever it is, and I'm sure if it's not something you don't like, it's probably, you could probably see it in the description of your card, your birth card and your ruling card. Oh, there I am acting out the negative side of my card. It's in the book. You can read about it. You can identify it. And if that's the case, know that just by, with conscious awareness, you can rise out of that by facing whatever it is you're feeling, your fear about whatever's in your life, whatever fear that is. And it's not always fear exactly. Some cards are really hard on themselves. That's another way it can play out. They're really hard on themselves, and therefore they're very hard on people around them. If I hate myself, I probably don't treat others all that well either. I was watching a movie last night called Rushmore. Great movie. It's kind of like Groundhog Day for me. I watch it over and over again. And it has Bill Murray in it. And he's in love with this woman, and then they break up, and somebody asks him, well, why'd you break up? And he said, well, because he hates himself so much, for one thing. So this was a man who was very successful, but this woman could not be with him because of all the self-hatred that he had. So that's another thing that can come up in life. And all these things can be faced. Whatever your card defines for you is not the end of the story unless you just go about your life in unconsciousness. If you're unconscious, you cannot help but act it out. And it's very easy. I tell people all the time, I say, you know, if you don't have awareness here, your life is very easy to predict. It's going to be more of the same that you've already experienced, but getting worse every year. Getting more deep into it and more exaggerated versions of the negative expression will occur year by year by year. The only way out is through awareness of ourselves and accepting that we're not perfect and that some of our feelings are difficult to be with, and then transcending and rising above that, no matter what card you are. So if your birthday is today, it'd be lovely to give you a reading, so feel free to call in. Our lines are open. We have a couple of lines filled, but we have two lines still open for calls. And after this short break here, we're going to be taking calls. And the purpose of these calls, by the way, is mostly to illustrate to people, all of you who are listening, just how you can use this system to really see what's going on in your life. I'm not really psychic, per se. If some people ask me, are you psychic? Well, sure, we're all psychic to some degree. But this is a system that does not require any psychic ability at all. It just requires you to take the time to learn the method, and it'll give you information that can help you, guide you your entire lifetime. It's a wonderful companion. Okay, so on this break, we're going to listen to one of my songs from my CD, Bhakti Rock. We're going to listen to the song Rama Rama, and when we come back, we're going to be taking your calls. So we'll be back in just a minute. Be right back. Get your dancing shoes on. Let's have a little boogie here before we get started. Our first caller tonight is Mary from Minnesota on line one. Her birthday is April 14th, 1960. Are you there, Mary?
Hi, I'm here.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, hi. I've been a longtime fan. I'm very excited to be here.
Well, good. And you are, did I get your birthday right, April
14th, 1960? Yes, I am.
Excellent. So what can we do for you this evening?
I know my long-range card for this year is actually the nine of clubs.
Yeah.
And I'd like you to elaborate on it a little more because I am going through a lot of endings and I'm trying to move and start my life again. And can you give me more perspective on the end of this year and then going into next year, what you see?
Okay, I'll do my best to help you out. What you don't see that I see is I have access to underlying cards and vertical long-range cards, other year-long influences that kind of complete the picture of the year, okay? So I'm talking from some of that when I'm mentioning to you, okay? So one thing about this year is, see, the long-range card is neither positive nor negative. There's no way to know if a long-range card is going to be positive in expression or on the high side or the low side of the card, okay? So the best attitude to have about a long-range card is that it's going to be neutral, or it could be good or bad. But when I look at your long-range card and I see what else is associated with it, this is a good year for you. This is a good ending card for you. You need to be packing up, moving out, moving into a new year, a new phase of life. Do you understand?
Oh, I feel that way, definitely.
Yeah, it's so, you know, I wouldn't be at all concerned about the endings, but when you have a nine for a whole year, it means that it takes a whole year to clean up all your affairs and to cut loose so you can actually go and be done. You follow me?
Yep. That's what I'm going through.
Yeah, it's okay if it takes a whole year, because that's how much time you have to do it, okay? And it's good. It's all good. It's leading you to something better. That's what's important.
And that's exciting.
Yeah. So you know, don't be in any hurry. You're only in your Mars period. And be looking for good things, like be looking at this year as being like a dream come true or a gift of some kind.
Okay.
I get the feeling that it is, actually, already. You know what I mean? Like you've wanted this for an awfully long time. That's the feeling I get.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good. I appreciate it.
And it's nice to have, I'm not going to go on into more detail because you can call in again, okay? I'm not going to go into next year or anything like that. But I wanted to say thank you for being on my show because you're a seven of diamonds, and that's a really cool card.
Yeah, I'd like you to explain a little bit, maybe when you have a chance, about how the karma with the seven of diamonds works, because I know it's more involved.
It's different, yeah. And my oldest son is a seven of diamonds. He happens to be here visiting me right now, so I'm thinking a lot about seven of diamonds lately. So maybe next week, give us a call and we'll talk about that, okay?
Okay, that'd be awesome. Thank you so much.
All right, Mary, great talking to you.
Okay, you too.
All right, good night. Okay, our next caller is from Virginia, and her name is Virginia, and her birthday is December 9th, 1964. Are you there, Virginia?
Yes. I have questions regarding with my job. I'm waiting for I had an interview last week, and I just want to know when I'm going to get a job or not.
Are you saying you just put a application
in
now?
I got a job interview last week, and I just want to know what is the outcome of that interview. Am I going to get it or no?
Well, I'm not sure if you will. There's two indications here. It's not definite, okay? One thing is that on July 6th, you entered into the most difficult period of your year. Every year, this is the most hard time for you, between July 6th and August 27th. Okay?
Okay.
So things tend to not go well in this period. Do you understand?
Okay.
So if you were planning ahead, you wouldn't plan important things in this time period because usually there's problems in this period of the year for you. So if you wait till after August 27th, everything gets better. Oh, you follow me?
Okay.
Now you do have cards here that could indicate a change. But this Five of Spades could mean, yes, maybe you do have a job change. It also could mean that you move between now and August 27th, possibly. You understand? So
okay.
It's not definite. It could go either way in this particular case. But it's possible. It's certainly possible. Okay?
Okay.
It looks,
so
it looks
50,
to
50?
Me, if I were to have to bet money, I would bet that you're going to get the job.
No. Definitely no, not, yes. I didn't hear you.
I said if I was going to bet, I would bet yes.
Okay.
So the
favors are in more favorable in my outcome.
It's more favorable because you have two different indications of a new job starting, and that's pretty strong, even in this period, which is the most difficult.
Okay.
All right, Mary, Virginia, thank you for being my guest tonight.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a great night. Okay, let's see. Next up, I believe, is Marie. Her birthday is July 21st, 1958. Are you there, Marie? Hello? I'm looking for, I believe, Marie. Kind of goes like this sometimes. Okay, so I don't think Marie's there, Seth. Hello?
Hello, this is Misty.
Oh, okay. Hi, Misty. Thanks for being patient and thanks for coming on. I guess we lost Marie there some time back. And Misty, is your birthday April 12th, 1974?
Yes, it is.
Great. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
How are you
Happy
tonight?
To be here.
Oh,
great.
Good.
So thanks for publishing your amazing books. I live by them. I try to at least. And my question is, what's in store for me for this year? Because I'm looking more towards my career and maybe some love. But with the whole career thing, I always feel like I'm a jack of all trades and master of none.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah.
If you look at your fabulous software that I just recently saw that you have now.
Yes. So you're a nine of diamonds and you're also a king of clubs. Okay, those are your cards.
Yes.
You know this, right?
Yes.
Okay. So king of clubs becomes really important in this. Because we tend to identify stronger with that card, our ruling card. Most people do.
Right.
So I can't imagine you being happy in a job where you weren't regarded as an authority. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yes.
Yeah, like you have to rise up and be somebody that you demand a certain amount of respect from people around you. Okay, that's another
True.
Way of saying it. Okay? So if your job is not giving you that, then it's not the right job, and you won't be happy with it. See?
Mm-hmm.
So it's important that's what you go for. Like, we have a good friend who is your birthday, and okay. She's written plays, you know, that have been put on in Chicago. I mean, she's well known as a playwright. You understand?
Wow.
It's like, and she demands a lot of respect in the work that she does. See, there's no doubt about it that you have the gift that you could do something like that. Whatever you choose, it's going to be something involving communication. It has
right.
to be it has to be communication. It has to be either writing or teaching or publishing or something that's written, because that's the club thing, you see.
Right.
So those hints can help you, okay, to sort of zero in on what is the best thing for you.
Mm-hmm.
You follow me? Now, this
yes.
particular year, you know you have a Nine of Spades displacement. You have a King of Diamonds long range. Do you have your own business?
No, well, I mean, kind of, sort of, but no, nothing that's bringing me solid income.
Well, I mean, you know, maybe, like, it's interesting. You actually have long range. You actually have two long range cards. You have a King of Diamonds and a King of Spades. And I get the feeling that you really have to sort of work this business, or some business, maybe not this business, but some business,
mm-hmm.
that you really need to work it. You really need to, like, make it a success, you know, like be committed to it becoming a real success. Is more like what I'm saying. Does that make any sense to you? It's like you got to get in there and say, look, this is a good idea. It needs to make more money. What do I have to do to get it to make more money?
Okay.
Does that make any sense? Does that kind of fit what you're experiencing?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I think in the sense of actually going out there and pursuing, whether it's my dream, because, you know, not just settling for the everyday job just for a paycheck.
Exactly. And, you know, the kings mean that you have to stand up and be the one who's in charge. You have to stand up and say, I'm going to be the boss. This is what I want to have happen, and this is how it's going to be. See? It's not a follower. It's a leader. See?
Absolutely.
The king, and kings, I tell this to other people too, so some of listeners might have heard me say this before, but kings are not nice people. Okay? Kings
right.
say, look, this is what I want. If you don't get it to me, you're dead.
You're gone.
Not that you're going to kill anybody, but you have to have that really
yeah.
solid, like, you got to know what you want and not take anything, don't take no for an answer.
Right, and move on if it's not delivering.
Right. If you're not getting what you want out of the situation, say, I've got to get going. I've got to be somewhere else where I can get the things I want. See? So,
absolutely.
So you got to be a little bossy this year, okay?
Okay.
That
so
shouldn't be too hard.
Is that the thing that should apply with the love life aspect? Because
well,
I feel like I'm constantly moving on because I'm not getting what I want either.
Well, the love life is a more complicated issue, actually. It's more complicated than career. And your cards, you know, you do have an Ace of Hearts long range this year and your ruling card spread. So there's an indication here that you're searching for what will really make you happy. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're going to have an affair very soon, a very powerful sexual affair.
Oh, great.
Yeah. That's coming. That's right around the corner here. And I think I get the feeling that with you, it should be a man that like, honors what you're doing in your life and doesn't try to interfere with you having your career and stuff. That's just the feeling I get.
Okay?
Like, he should support you and what you're doing, but not interfere with it or not try to get you to support him. You know,
right.
You nines can get into caretaking. You got to be careful for that. Don't be caretaking somebody else.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
You follow?
Interesting. I follow. Actually, am I speaking to Robert, Mr. Camp?
Yeah. Yes, you are. This is me.
Oh, awesome. Great. Nice to be chatting with you.
Yeah, it's great talking to you, and thanks for being my guest. You know, I'm here every Monday night, so if you meet somebody soon, call back and get his birthday, and we'll talk about him a little bit.
Okay, we'll do. Thank you. Thanks for having your show.
You're welcome, and thanks for being my guest tonight.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we are going to keep going. We've got lots of callers. We have Lauren and Donna lined up. We have lines open. If you're interested to call in, there's still two lines available. On this break, we're going to listen to the song Sri Ram. And after this break, we'll be right back with more readings and more destiny. Be right back.
Talk about 사랑 했었더라.
We're back with more of Your Destiny. Next up is Lauren from Atlanta, Georgia. She's a Scorpio, Nine of Clubs, November 11th, 1970. Are you there, Lauren? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Okay.
Can you hear me?
What were you doing?
Oh, I wasn't doing anything.
I was saying hello, and I didn't hear anything back. So,
is this Lauren? Sorry
is this
about
Lauren?
That.
Is this Lauren?
Yes, it is.
And are you born November 11th, 1970?
I am.
Okay, good. So, welcome to the show. What can I do for you this evening?
I had a question in regard to interpreting the cards. In my case, I have two planetary ruling cards.
Yes, you
and
do.
When you're trying to do an interpretation, how do you know? What are the clues for which of the cards is going to be the more dominant one, or is there like an art to knowing what that is?
Yeah, okay, that's a good question. Okay, the first step, and this is actually it's a great question, and I've actually talked about this before, but it bears repeating because it's a common question. The first thing I recommend is get to know, like you have three cards. You have the Nine of Clubs, the King of Hearts, and the Jack of Spades, right?
Mm-hmm.
And these all represent different parts of your personality. Okay? Now, generally for a Scorpio, the Pluto card, ruling card, which is in your case the Jack of Spades, is one that they evolve into later in their life. So usually a person who's a Scorpio who's under 45 isn't usually expressing that Pluto card as much. Okay? Number one. So for every Scorpio, I always focus mostly on the Mars card and their birth card, which is, in your case, the King of Hearts. Okay? Now, you need to understand how the Nine of Clubs part of you is and how that's different from the King of Hearts part of you. All right?
Okay.
Like, get to know those two parts of yourself. Because the yearly spread for the Nine of Clubs is what's happening in that part of your life. The Nine of Clubs part, see? And the yearly spread that's for your King of Hearts are events that are going on in that area of your life. Now, I don't know what you do for a living or whatever, but King of Hearts are usually more authority-driven, you know, like they're leaders of some kind. They're also family oriented. You may have a family, whereas the Nine of Clubs just wants to have a lot of sex.
Okay.
And romance. Now, and of course, the Nine of Clubs is also here to give knowledge to the world, and that may be part of what you do. But you need to look at those two parts of yourself. Like, the more bossy part of you would be the King of Hearts. You understand?
Okay, that makes sense. Because what I've been trying to do is try to get, because I've been using the Destiny cards for a long time, and I figured the last 17 months of my life have been pretty, I wouldn't say turbulent, but it's been a major transitional period for me. So I was trying to use that time period to go back and kind of study what the cards say to try to determine which one was the more dominant.
Yes. And, I mean, they'll both be occurring each year. I mean, both cards will be, the energies of both cards will be happening every year. And the more you look into the differences between the Nine of Clubs and the King of Hearts, the more you'll be able to, like, look at the spread and go, oh, that's what's happening. See?
Okay.
So get to know, get to know your Nine of Clubs part and get to know your King of Hearts part. Like in love cards, read all about the King of Hearts as if it was your birth card, for example.
Okay.
Read the whole chapter of the King of Hearts as if it was your birth card so you understand what that pattern is and how that shows up in your life.
Okay. Yeah, because I had noticed because the other question that I had is I had started my divorce 17 months ago. And it just ended last week. I was trying to kind of go back and decipher, and I had seen, like, under the King of Hearts, last birth year, it definitely indicated, because I had the Five of Hearts as a long-range card, but
yeah.
Trying to determine, like, when it would actually come to a conclusion, I was having difficulty in interpreting between the Nine of Clubs and the King of Hearts.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, in that could have showed up in either one, honestly. Something big like that could have showed up in either spread, you know. I'm glad it finally concluded. I don't think it was a major event, though. I think it already ended way before now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Emotionally, it definitely did. But I'm elated that it's now finally finished. So.
Yeah, now you've got a Three of Hearts, and there's all these guys coming out of the woodwork.
Oh, good.
Oh, all you do is just look around and go, oh, there they are.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right.
And then the Jack of Spades, you said, would be more relevant after I'm 45?
Well, you can check that spread out, but I think that you're going to see, like that is the card of spiritual initiation. And, like, when you find yourself being way more drawn into spiritual matters, you'll know you're operating more out of the Jack of Spades.
Okay, because that's really what I've been doing, like, over the last 17 months.
Or if you ever became an actress, professional actress also, see, because that's the actress card as well. See?
Okay.
Like, look at Demi Moore. She's your birthday, right? She's an actress.
Yep.
And that's her career.
Right.
She got right into it at an early age. Also, Leonardo DiCaprio is your birthday, right? He's an actor.
Yep.
So it's real common for people of your birthday to get involved in acting. Not that you would do that, but something creative like that would be expected in most cases.
All right,
Lauren. Well, thank you for being my guest tonight. I appreciate having you. Call back any time, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, I passed over somebody a minute ago named Roxanne. I apologize, Roxanne. I'm going to bring you on now, if it's okay. And your birthday is June 27th, 1957. Are you there, Roxanne?
Yes, I am.
Sorry about that.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you just fine.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, I'm thrilled to talk to you, and I've just discovered your cards, and I've had a turbulent last few years, and I was kind of wondering what you see for this year for me.
Well, you know, what kind of turbulence did you have if you don't mind telling me?
In the last few years, I've lost my only child, my mother. I've relocated back home where it's not really where I want to be, but I'm here.
Okay. Well,
and I've gone through a divorce and.
Oh, well, good. Well, you know, I think though those things might have been difficult, I have a feeling they were all for the good for you.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, here you are, you're 52 years old, right?
Right.
And that's called the critical year of life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's very significant. Like, the choices you make this year will basically determine how the rest of your life will unfold. Okay?
Okay.
And the question you need to ask yourself is, this is how the cards work, by the way. The cards don't tell you what to do. They open up a pathway for you, and you decide whether you can walk it or not, whether you want to walk it or not.
Mm-hmm.
So the age 52 year, the message of that year is, how good can I allow my life to be? Or will I keep making choices from a sense of lack? See what I'm saying?
And I've been doing a lot of soul searching and deciding, you know, that I want more than what I had, and I'm getting rid of all the negative things. And
okay, so I guarantee you that if you keep on that, I guarantee this, if you keep on that track, this will be the best year of your life.
Okay.
And it just got started. It's actually already looking better. I don't know if you've noticed that or not, but it should have already shown up a little bit.
Yeah, it has.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So that's just like, that's just the candle being lit, and now the whole fire is going to get going here in the next couple of months. So you want to let this be the best year of your life. And you have to allow good things to come to you. It's really all about letting it be good, like, and not making it into the struggle that we all do habitually. You know, we all kind of,
mm-hmm.
we all think, oh, yeah, I don't deserve it, or that's for somebody else, or whatever. So see how good you can let this year be. And on all areas, by the way, love.
Yeah, I've been practicing, you know, like the laws of attraction and things. So I'm trying to let everything good in.
Yeah, and that's all that it takes. You know, it's not really, we don't have to go out and make the good stuff come in. We just have to allow it to come in.
Right.
But sometimes it's a little scary because, you know, allowing things to be really good means that if they really went bad, it might hurt more or something. We get afraid, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or we think, oh, things are going too good. Something bad's definitely got to happen. So common. So, but this year, you can bet, it's a blessed year, by the way, for everybody. Age 52 is called a blessed year. You have the Millionaire's card this year. You have love cards all over this year. You got lovers coming out of the woodwork if you're ready and open. I mean, it's all here. I can't think of anything else that's missing, honestly.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good to hear. It's just starting.
It is. So, you know, fasten your safety belt, you know.
All right. I'm ready for the ride.
Well, great, Rock. Great to have you, Roxanne. I appreciate you calling. And why don't you check in a couple of months and let us know how it's going?
Okay.
Love to hear back from you.
All right. Well, it was wonderful speaking with you, Mr. Camp.
You're welcome.
Take care.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Our next caller is from a town where I grew up, which is Tampa, Florida. Her name is Donna. She's a Sagittarian Six of Hearts, November 27th, 1956. Are you there, Donna?
Yes, Robert.
How are you tonight?
I'm well, thank you. Good to talk to you again.
Same here. It's always a good pleasure. So
I have a son turning 25 tomorrow.
Uh huh.
Nine of Diamonds.
Yeah.
And he's wondering if he's going to find someone anytime soon. He's only dated one girl in his life. And that was the age of 22 to 23. And this year, he's not had any relationships at all. Very mature young man. Career going great. And his best friend is his karma card, the Queen of Diamonds.
He's
been his best friend for the last 10 years. I found that interesting.
Is that a guy or a girl?
A guy. His best friend is a guy, Queen of Diamonds.
Sure, sure.
He's interested in finding out what it looks like this year or next year, if he's going to find anyone anytime soon.
So what are the chances he'll call in sometime?
Well, actually,
instead of you calling in.
Well, he's at work.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, first
he's
of all...
He's always at work when your
boy,
program is on.
Your boy is a Leo.
Right.
Okay? If there's any problem finding a girl, that's him. That's his choice. It's not a problem. It's something that he's doing, whether it's conscious or unconscious. He's not decided that he wants one if he doesn't have one. Okay?
Right. There's plenty of opportunity, I guess. It's just
exactly.
Particular.
And he's not taking the opportunities when they're coming. So the question is, why not? See? And maybe he's making relationships a little bit too... Maybe he needs to lighten up a little bit just so he gets to know women without feeling like it has to be absolute long-term commitment or something. You know, just to just get into the dating scene a little bit and have fun with people and take that pressure off of himself about settling down or something. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do.
You know, like maybe, I don't know what it is, but I get the feeling he might be like making it in too big of a deal, making it being too serious about the whole thing, and that prevents him from actually breaking the ice and getting to know somebody. So... I mean, he's got the romantic side. I know he's got it. He's a Leo, for goodness sakes.
Yeah, he's very, very romantic.
Yeah, so he needs to go out there and get his feet wet, you know?
I guess it's just opportunity.
Well, he's got to stop working long enough, you know, to go out on a date.
yeah, I guess so. He has to work 50 hours a week. It's required at the job, but... And they can't date anyone on the job, so that makes it a little difficult.
That's not true. The truth is they can, but they just can't get caught at it.
Oh. Okay, I think he's too upright to do that.
Well, he needs to, like, be a little more flexible. I think that's what I'm saying. You know, he's a little bit too stiff about things. He's got to lighten up a little bit. You know, his job is not... I mean, jobs are important, don't get me wrong, but... If he's really talented, he could probably get any job he wants, you know?
Yeah, he has a very good job, and he's extremely brilliant and very talented. So, but I think he's in his career for life. But
well, you know, it's not showing up like relationship is the hugest thing in his menu this year.
Okay.
I see that coming into play next year, okay?
Okay.
I hate to say it's going to be a long delay and all that, but... When I look at his cards, all the love cards are happening on after his next birthday, not this year.
Okay.
He'll probably get married next year.
That's what I thought. But the Jack of Hearts under Pluto this year, what's your comment on that?
Well, there's no way to predict what that means without knowing more about his personal life, you know.
Okay.
You know, it's a sacrifice of some kind, but who and why and what, and it probably hasn't even shown up yet in his life. There's probably no way to determine what that's all about at this early stage of the year.
Okay.
Those kind of things have to he just started. Actually, he hasn't even started yet.
No.
His birthday's tomorrow.
Right.
So it's way too early to tell what that's about at this point. I wouldn't be at all concerned about it, though.
He's buying a home, and they should be closing within the next 30 to 45 days. Would that be the King of Hearts that I'm saying?
No, it's not going to be any problem with that.
Okay.
That's going to happen.
Okay.
Yeah, that's going to be fine. Don't worry about that part.
Okay.
All right, well, good talking to
Thank you.
Thanks, Donna. Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to keep barreling ahead here, and we're going to take one or two more calls. We are getting close to the top of the hour, but moving right ahead with Priti from San Diego, whose birthday is, I believe, April 15th, 1965. Are you there, Priti?
Yes, I am. Hi, Robert.
Hi. Did I get your birthday correct?
Yes, you did.
Excellent. We're off to a good start.
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, since I last spoke to you, we sold our dream home because of the divorce and everything. So that was a bit of a a loss in our life, but I'm kind of over it now, and we've moved into a new place. We're just renting right now. But I just wanted to see what you
Who think. Is we, by the way?
Me and my two little children.
Oh, okay.
My two kids, yeah. So it's just me and the kids, and we're now in it's actually a very nice apartment. But I wanted to find out, you know, what's in store now. We've closed that chapter of the house, and the divorce is still going on. It hasn't closed yet. But I want to know if there's anything going to happen soon in my love life or for my career, my work.
What kind of occupation do you have, Priti?
I own my own business, and there's been some things. Obviously, it's been slow for about probably a year, but recently things have started to pick up, and we've had some interest of someone wanting to invest some money and kind of grow the business a little bit, and I am hoping that everything is going smoothly and going to grow with that. It hasn't come in yet, but I'm expecting it to come in.
Well, you have a Ten of Diamonds in Jupiter, Priti. It's definitely going to happen.
Excellent.
You know, everything's going to be fine. The question now is, like, okay, you're done now. When are you going to start living your new life?
Oh, I'm so ready.
Okay, well, you don't have to wait. You can do that today.
Okay.
You can start right now. I mean, it's time for you to craft this life, and I use the word craft like sit down and like just dream it up and then live it, you know?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's like you get like a it's like you're sitting down to do some painting, right? And they give you some brushes and some colors and they say, "Well, just paint whatever comes to mind." All right? Like
mm-hmm.
that. So,
okay.
It's time you have a Jack of Spades long range, you know? That means that you can completely remake your life.
Okay.
So,
okay.
What color will you paint it? What will it look like? What will it include? Now, you can't help but bring some of your karma with you, whatever you do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of karma that had you in that situation before. Those were choices you made in the past that had you in a situation that you just left. Do you understand?
Oh, yes, I do.
So you need to, like, say, okay, how am I going to do this differently? And, you know, I don't know, maybe you could get support of some kind, you know. Like, I remember when I went through a big life transformation, when I went through a big change like that last time, I decided to take this training workshop that was going on that was all about changing my life, and that was the way I assisted myself. I put myself in a real supportive environment that was dedicated to my well-being, and it was amazing, you know, what happened out of that.
Okay.
So I'm not suggesting necessarily that kind of thing exactly, but how are you going to, like, support yourself not doing the same thing over again? See?
Okay. I am actually going on a course this Saturday, and it's a transformation course, I would say, of some sort, but...
What, do you know what it's called by chance? Is there a name?
Well, it's called Life Transformation, and it's just being held by one of the motivational speakers here in San Diego. It's a small group, but I signed up for it, and I'm trying to do different things to really figure out, okay, what do I want to do now? What's the rest of my life going to look like?
That's a perfect thing. The training that I took, actually, there is actually one in Southern California, or a couple of them.
Okay.
I think it's called Masters in Transformation, MIT training. I believe that's what they call it down there.
Okay.
If you email me, I could probably find a contact number. You could check it out.
I would love that, yes. Okay.
But, you have good things coming this year. You do have to, like, your Pluto card is the Pluto card of the whole deck. Ace of Spades. That means this is it, baby. You got to do it. It's got to be different than before, you know?
Yes.
And the Nine of Clubs environment means it's very easy for you now this year to let go of anything that's not really you. So
okay.
Just let it go and be open to new things. It's all going to happen. You have an Ace of Spades in Jupiter, too. It's like perfect time to do one of those training things. So.
Okay.
It's going to be great.
What about my love life? What about my love life? I haven't had anything really significant in that area for 2 years.
Well, I think that at the moment that you're ready, it will be there. I don't think you have problems attracting somebody in your life. You just haven't had the energy for it for a while. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yes, I do.
So as soon as you are ready, I don't think you'll have to wait more than a second. You know, just like, okay, oh, he was sitting right there. I didn't even see him.
It works. Oh, that's lovely.
It often works just exactly like that, you know.
Okay.
I remember when I did, I just going back to this training I did, when I completed that training, I found the love of my life within 2 weeks.
Wow.
And it was somebody that was completely unexpected, but when I found her, it all made perfect sense also. If it wasn't a surprise, it wouldn't be as good, you know?
Well, maybe it's going to happen for me this Saturday, hey?
It's very possible. Just, you know, be open and see. But focus more on you first.
Yeah.
And getting clear so that your next choice will be the best choice you ever made.
All right.
Okay, Preeti, thanks for being my guest tonight.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Robert. Bye.
Good to hear from you again. Good night.
Mm-hmm. Good night.
Okay, we are going to only have time for one more caller tonight, and this is going to be Deborah from Asheville. Her birthday is August 31st, 1947. Are you still waiting, Deborah?
Yes, it's Deborah. Hi, Mr. Destiny.
Oh, Deborah. Wow, you're the second woman I know who calls herself Deborah.
Hi, I have a question.
Sure.
I have a significant other whose birthday is 8/13/52, and a child whose birthday is 3/24/95. We've been working on an alternative financial program for the last 15 years that looks like it's finally going to happen. And we're relocating to Spain. So I want to see what it looks like.
Okay. Well, right now you're in Neptune. This is one thing to be aware of. Okay.
Yeah, I know, but that ends at the end of the month.
It ends on your birthday, correct?
Right.
But
right.
For now, anything I tell you is likely to be interpreted in that dreamy kind of way that you're in right now. You understand? Just want you to be aware of that. All
well,
right?
I'm kind of dreamy anyhow, so that's all right.
Okay. Just.
I had
to give you that disclaimer, okay?
Okay, I got it.
My disclaimer. So right. You're not actually married to this King of Clubs guy?
No, but we've been together for 15 years. It's, you know, like whatever that's called, common law or something.
Okay, all right. Just curious. Well, so are you looking for like a big pile of money to show up? Is that what you're talking about here?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Okay. I don't see a big pile of money in your yearly spread. Not in your spreads.
Well, look at his then.
I do see some money, like in November. Let me just put it this way: there is potential for good sums of money to come in. Not like millions of dollars, but certainly something nice. And all the way through your Venus period and your Mars period, which is October 22nd through February the 4th, okay?
Uh-huh.
You have a seven of diamonds in Mars, and that is a spiritual number which can give you the most money possible, or it can take your money away depending on if you have prosperity consciousness or not, okay?
Okay.
Uh-huh. I had a seven of diamonds that used to take my money away, but now seven of diamonds gives me more money than ever. What is the year of your partner's birth?
It's 52.
That's right. You told me that. I just wasn't.
Yeah.
Didn't pay attention. Hold on 1 second. So he doesn't have spectacular money cards either. He doesn't have money issue cards. He just started his year, too.
Well, he's going to.
Yeah. This is interesting. Oh, okay, yeah. So it's not bad. It's not. There's nothing spectacular here in his spread. There's more money cards in your spread than his.
Okay.
Okay. His long-range card. Have you looked at his cards? Have you? Do you read my book?
You know what? I just hooked up to your program and also your wonderful computer education. You know, I'm like.
Oh, the e-course that we're doing.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Cool. Well, his long-range card this year is the Three of Hearts.
Okay.
And Three of Hearts always means like something like, do I want to be in this relationship or not?
Oh, is that where he's going to go?
It's entirely possible, yes.
Okay.
With
well,
these cards, you know. And yeah. Then, but the funny thing is, after all of that, he ends up with you again anyway.
Oh, poor soul.
Well, you know, you are his teacher. Did you know that?
No, I thought it was the other way around.
Oh, it's never been the other way around. It just appeared that way. It's always been you as his teacher.
Wow, I don't know if I can tell that big bad Leo that.
No, you can keep it a secret.
I think so.
A Leo can't close. That's got to be way too much Leo. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
Because a king is a Leo also. King of Clubs
right.
is a Leo too. And then being a Leo King of Clubs, I actually have two friends of that birthday. And one of them lives in Asheville. He's an astrologer there.
Oh, yeah. I might know him.
Randy Spires. He's in
yes,
Asheville.
I do.
He's August 13th.
Yes, okay.
I've known him for over 20 years.
Wow, that's trippy.
We used to live at Kripalu together, Kripalu Center, a long time ago. He's an ex-ashram buddy of mine.
Okay. Well, you know, we all hang out here for a minute.
Yeah.
Well, do you see relocation? Forget the money thing. Do you see relocation?
I see relocation in his cards for sure. Let me take a look at yours again. Got to move back. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah, you're moving.
Okay. How about the little one?
Well, that's for you to decide, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. She just doesn't want to go.
Well, Asheville's a really cool place. Can you blame her?
Well, no, I can't. But, you know, it's time to move on. And she is a queen of clubs, so, you know, I'm suffocating with clubs.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, boy. Queen of clubs are really strong-willed, too.
Oh, really?
Good thing you're so bossy yourself.
Am I?
Yeah, you know how to get your way.
Yes, of course I do.
Eight of Hearts, a little charmer.
Well, okay, so you don't see a lot of money, but you definitely see relocation.
I see good money in your cards, not so much in your partner's. So it's hard to say how that's going to play out. You know, maybe you're going to make it. I don't know. But maybe it's just not his concern either, you know what I mean? Like, see, the cards don't really, they're not objective, they're more subjective. They show us what you're experiencing, what you think you're going through, more than what you are going through.
Well, he's more into freedom.
Uh-huh, yeah. Well, this year he's going to be probably exploring freedom with, you know, in the context of having different kinds of women in his life.
Well, he always has. He's very charming, and he does ask. You know, he's a psychic, and he does all kinds of healing and stuff, so there's always been women.
Oh, okay. But, yeah. So, but, I mean, this year he'll be thinking about it more and thinking, maybe, you know, what do I want? He'll be confused. But that's like a process. It's a year-long process of kind of figuring out what he wants, you know.
But in the end, I win, right?
Yeah, you're his result card. So he's back to you after all that.
Oh, I'm sorry. He's screwed.
That's so okay. Cute, though.
Okay, well, you know, he'll fiddle
yeah.
diddle, right? And
yeah.
He'll be all right.
So, Deborah, thanks for calling. I actually lived in Asheville for 7 years, and I own a house there, and I go back there a lot. I'm coming back there next month, actually.
Oh, I'd love to meet you.
Well, you know, send me an email or something. We're going to be in town for like a weekend, and we're going to do some hiking and picking blueberries and stuff. So
yeah, the things you do in Asheville.
Exactly. Yeah.
But you know what? Aren't you promoting your book at Malaprops, maybe?
They have it there. They sell a lot of them.
I know, but don't you want to do like a little?
I've done one before.
Have
yeah.
you? Okay.
Yeah, but
all
I'm
right,
not going there for work. I'm going there for vacation. So
for play. Well, I will send you an email, and My email address is Pepper Hill, but
don't tell it on the air.
I'm not telling all of it.
Just send me an email. I'll know who you are.
I will.
Okay.
Love that you talk to you, and I hope to see you. Thanks.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Good night. Okay, guys, that was fun. You know, you're always gonna have fun with an Eight of Hearts. They got so much energy. It's always gonna be energetic and it's fun. So thanks everybody for being my guest tonight. I hope you enjoyed the music in the beginning. I'm playing around with having these little music things in the middle of the show. I hope you like that. Please feel free to give me feedback about anything on the show, or if you have ideas for topics that you would like to see me talk about more, I would love to hear from you. My email address is on my website at the bottom of every page, 7thunders.com. And we're going to have new specials for all you guys taking the e-course very soon. We got some exciting new product specials to offer you. So be looking for changes in the e-course in the next couple days. So this is Robert Lee Camp. We're going to end our show as we always do with the Gayatri Mantra. And I'll see you all next week. Have a wonderful week and good night.
Om Purva Swaha Tatsavitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayam. Savitur-varinyam Bhargo-devasya dhimahi Deyo-yonna-prachodayam. Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Tatsavitur-varinyam Bhargo-devasya dhimahi Deyo yonna prachodayam. Om Bhurbhuvah Svaha Tatsavitur.
savitur varinyam bhargo devasya dhimahi deyo yona prachodaya. Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodaya. Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodaya. Deyo Yona Prachodaya.